Now, people on a commission are working on drawing nonpartisan maps for Wisconsin's legislative districts. Governor Tony Evers created the panel to provide maps based on the 2020 census and submit them to lawmakers for a vote in 2021. The commission is a response to the last redistricting process in 2011 when Republicans controlled the legislature and the governor's office. Republicans have continued to control the legislature since drawing those maps, despite losing all statewide offices in 2018. The People's Maps Commission held its first public hearing this month. We are talking with two people on the panel, and there is a line for you. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Do you think Wisconsin's current maps are unfair, or do you think they're drawn the right way? How has it affected the way you're represented in Madison? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Dr. Christopher Ford is chair of the People's Maps Commission. He's also an emergency medical physician in Milwaukee. Dr. Ford, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Keely. Appreciate it.
And Dr. Anthony Phillips is also a member of the commission. He is an Appleton resident and a recently retired physician with ThetaCare Hematology and Oncology. Dr. Phillips, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Dr. Ford, this is a 9-member commission with representation from Wisconsin's 8 congressional districts. Why does that matter to the map drawing process?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Keely. You know, right now we're in a position where, as you stated before, in 2011 we had maps that were drawn by a private group that essentially were the most gerrymandered maps that we've had thus far. Our commission here is comprised of people from each district. We have 9 members that represent 8 districts in total, coming from many different backgrounds and many different walks of life, and are very much looking to be representative of the people of Wisconsin. We hope to remain nonpartisan. That's our goal, and that's what we have set as one of our initiatives for the committee, and also to remain transparent to the people of Wisconsin.
Dr. Ford, you and Dr. Phillips are both medical doctors. What other professions do people on the commission come from, and how are you going to represent other kinds of people who do different kinds of work?
Absolutely. So as of right now, you know, we said before, we have a very unique commission here, very diverse. We have, current president and CEO of the Urban League. We have librarians. We have people that work in the educational setting, current high school teacher, vice presidents of global resources and manpower groups as well. And so, you know, everyone on our group has come from different backgrounds, as we stated before, and you know, all of us outside of our work that we do here have all volunteered, have all been present in kind of Wisconsin life coming up, and so we hope to take those experiences and provide that to the MAP initiative.
And Dr. Phillips, it's impossible, although this commission is supposed to be drawing nonpartisan maps, it's impossible not to talk politics here. And, you know, you've previously donated to Republican lawmakers, including Governor Scott Walker, who has publicly defended Republican gerrymandering. Where do you and other commissioners stand here?
Well, thank you. I mean, as Chair Ford said, you know, our role with the People's Map Commission is to be completely non-political. We've been tasked to draw, to learn from the people of Wisconsin about the effects of gerrymandering and what they would like to see in their election district maps. Our eventual goal and role is to draw very fair, very open, transparent, non-partisan election district maps, which we'll present to the state legislature. Support for nonpartisan redistricting crosses party lines. There's ample evidence of this. There was a poll in 2019, a Marquette poll, which showed that 63% of Republicans say yes to nonpartisan redistricting, 76% of independents, overall 72% of the citizens of the state. There's county referendum after county referendum where the voters have been allowed to express their desire for nonpartisan redistricting. 17 counties so far have voted in favor. There's 11 more counties voting November 3rd. There is 55 out of 72 counties now that have either voted in a referendum or a county board resolution in support of nonpartisan redistricting. This could only occur if both people on the right and the left support this very heavily.
So you see this as a mandate, regardless of your politics, to work toward drawing nonpartisan maps?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. I don't think it matters where you come from. The idea of fair election maps, the idea of everybody's vote counting, I think crosses over party distinction.
We're talking with Anthony Phillips, who's a member of the People's Maps Commission. Christopher Ford is chair of that commission, and they are tasked with drawing maps to recommend for Wisconsin's legislative districts. We want you to chime in. What do you want the commission to consider when they redraw these new maps? What state should they model their process after? How have the current maps affected your community? You can call at 800-642-1234. Or you can email ideas at WPR.org. We've got Mitch from Milwaukee on the line. Hi, Mitch.
Hello?
Hi, Mitch.
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
I actually work for the census, and today is our last day, and there's obvious implications there I wanted to mention from the Supreme Court and Donald Trump's action. And but I am calling because it has been shown, I don't have the places at my fingertips, but that the gerrymandering, as the gentleman has mentioned, has influenced areas that were like heavily Democratic all of a sudden become Republican and vice versa. And it should be fair. They should allow the districts to be equal and fairly representative, not gerrymandered. And what can we do to change this?
Thanks for the question, Mitch. I'll pose it to you, Dr. Ford. Mitch wants to know, what can we do to change this? Because your maps, they're recommendations.
Absolutely. So thanks for your question, Mitch. You know, and again, our goal is to remain nonpartisan and our goal is to remain transparent. You know, if you look back at the data from prior states that have done this same model of a commission not made of legislators but made of private citizens, what you've seen is an idea of the efficiency gap be reduced. Now, I can provide you guys with some emails and some, not emails, but more so websites later on regarding the efficiency gap. But essentially, in essence, it's a measure in which you look to see how gerrymandered a map is. In the past, they say roughly around 8.5% is where you would consider there's issues going on with the maps and how they are drawn. Wisconsin had an efficiency gap of about 13.3% during the 2011 maps. And so each instance that we've seen private states, states comprised of private citizens on the commission put together these maps, we've seen levels that have gone down. We've seen the efficiency gap close. And so that's what we're hoping to do by remaining transparent. And we're also hoping to get more feedback from citizens like you, Mitch.
All right. Thanks for the question, Mitch. The commission has held its first public hearing this month. Former Attorney General Eric Holder testified at it. Dr. Phillips, what did he bring to the meeting?
Well, I think he brought many, many years of experience in supporting the rights of voters, supporting fair elections. He brought a perspective about redistricting in other states. So I think that's the main thing that he brought. We had several other experts, one in redistricting in other states, and a lady from Appleton speaking to us about the effects of gerrymandering in this area, and that's the plan for each congressional district hearing. About every 3 or 4 weeks, we're having these hearings, and you know, the idea is to get expert testimony and then for 1 hour to hear from the public as well. We're hoping to learn more from the public about specifically how does gerrymandering affect you and your district, and what would you like to see for election maps.
And we'll make sure that people have access to everything they can online. But how do you want people to weigh in and share their stories with you, Dr. Phillips?
Well, again, I would suggest the more specific, the better. I mean, we had a number of very good speakers in the first hearing. We also heard people say gerrymandering is bad. It needs to be fixed. We know that. So I would say the more specific that people can be about issues out there would be the better.
We are talking with Anthony Phillips and Christopher Ford. They're two members of the People's Maps Commission. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you want members of the panel to consider as they redraw the state's legislative districts? What's at stake for you? Maybe you've attended the first virtual public hearing. What was it like? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. We continue this conversation here on Central Time. You're listening to the Ideas Network. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Keeley Boltina. We're talking with two people who are part of a commission appointed by the governor to recommend new boundaries for legislative districts in Wisconsin. Anthony Phillips is a physician. He lives in Appleton. Christopher Ford is an emergency medical physician in Milwaukee. And we are taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Andrea from Illinois is ready to join us. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you very much.
What would you like to share with us as we talk about redrawing Wisconsin's legislative districts?
As a member of the public, I can give you a unique perspective as a one-time candidate in an extremely gerrymandered district. This was in Illinois. It was the 17th district. This was in 2004 and 2006. And at that time, it was considered a textbook example of one of the worst gerrymandered districts in the United States. The district at that time, it has since been redrawn. It was 5 hours from top to bottom. A congressional district is supposed to be 2 hours contiguous in any direction. So it was 5 hours north to south. It was 3 hours west to east. It wandered around in some of the major cities like Springfield and Decatur to incorporate Democrat districts because it was a district that was drawn by the Democrats. I think your primary focus needs to be education because, as you have probably already observed, gerrymandering to the average person doesn't mean much, but once they know what it is and why it happens, I think most people probably are on board, whatever their party, to make some changes.
Andrea, thank you for sharing your experience in Illinois. And Dr. Phillips, how important is it to look at geography when it comes to redrawing the maps, or are there more important factors?
Well, I think geography, natural boundaries are part of it. Respecting counties and municipalities are definitely a part of it. And, you know, I'll be honest, we're in the early process of this. We're in the learning phase of this. So, you know, there's factors that we certainly have not even considered. And in January, we have experts testimony on methods of map drawing. In February, we have experts testifying on data software and the math of redistricting. So, you know, I'm sure we'll get into all these things in terms of geography. But I know that municipalities and counties are extremely looking at this process and wanting the next redistricting to take them into account.
Thanks again for your experience, Andrea. And you can give us a call at 800-642-1234, just like Andrea, if you have a question or want to weigh in on this discussion. Want to actually bring in some sound from Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Voss had this to say about the commission's work.
I think in many ways, the maps that we will draw through our process will be similar to the ones that they draw, unless they choose to have some kind of a partisan tinge to their process to make Milwaukee into a pizza pie, where we try to get, you know, liberals from Milwaukee paired with people in the suburbs so that you now have a competitive district, as opposed to just doing it based on the communities folks live in, where in some ways they already self-select.
So, Dr. Ford, this relates a little bit to what we were just talking to with Dr. Phillips. What's your response to the speaker's take on this?
So, you know, fortunately, Tony, myself, and the rest of the commissioners have the luxury of not being, lobbyists. We have the luxury of not being politicians as well. I just worked a shift last night in the ED, and I have a seven-month-old strapped to my chest and a two-year-old playing with my hair right now. So, you know, what our goal is in this endeavor is to provide a map that is as unbiased and nonpartisan and non-gerrymandered as possible. You know, the map that we will come out with, as Tony said, will be an amalgam of everything that we've learned in this process and some of the testimony that we've gotten from experts, as well as you know, whatever method we choose to draw based on the 2020 census. And so, as the gentleman had echoed earlier today, you know, the census will close later today at 11:59 p.m. So if you want a voice represented, and if you really believe in one person, one vote, I would recommend that you fill out that census so we can have you counted and have you represented in our maps.
Yeah, that's because the Supreme Court has allowed President Donald Trump's administration to stop the 2020 census count. And so that will affect the work because it will affect the number of people you're dealing with in different places. We're talking with Christopher Ford, who's chair of the commission, and Anthony Phillips, who's a member of the People's Maps Commission. They're tasked with drawing maps to recommend for Wisconsin's legislative district. And we are taking your calls at 800-642-1234. How do you want to see Wisconsin's maps change this time around? Do you think they're good as they are, or do you think we need to make adjustments? 800-642-1234. Rick from Rhinelander has a question for us. Hi, Rick.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my call, and thank both the doctors for your public service and being on this commission. First, one quick comment and then a question. My comment is, if you need proof that the current gerrymandered maps are unfair, you will simply have to look at the statewide election results that we just had, in addition to the fact that during the last election cycle where the Assembly and the Senate came into play, there were more votes cast substantially for Democratic candidates than for Republicans, and yet our Assembly and Senate majorities are dominated by the Republicans. So in sharp contrast to Speaker Voss's point, I think it's pretty clear what has happened in the past. Now on to my question. The state of Iowa has a process that, although I've been told about it generally, I don't completely understand, that is evidently a model for the nation in terms of that process, and do you think it would be appropriate for Wisconsin?
Yeah, Rick, thanks for the question. Dr. Phillips, Iowa's approach to redistricting, it has been a model for other states. It requires a nonpartisan state agency to draw districts that reflect changes in population and that follow the boundaries of communities. And it's forbidden from considering the effect of those lines on politics. How much will your commission follow that model?
Right, and thank you for that question, and that definitely is one of the models that we'll be looking at. In fact, the next hearing in Congressional District 5, the experts are talking about other states and national perspective. I'm sure we'll hear more about Iowa. The commission is already aware of the Iowa redistricting, which has been in effect since 1980. They've had election map drawing 1981, 1991, 2001, 2011 without any going to the courts, whereas in Wisconsin, this process had been decided in the state Supreme Court in 1991, 2001. So clearly we need to look at the Iowa model. You know, again, we're in the early phases to say, can we adapt the Iowa model to Wisconsin? I personally don't know, but I think that's a great model. You know, we're all Wisconsin fans. We love our Badgers, but here is one case where Iowa has had it on us for the last 40 years.
All right, and let's welcome Ross from Middleton now. Ross, what's on your mind?
Hi. The question I'm wondering is, there was the Wisconsin is involved in a lawsuit that went all the way to U.S. Supreme Court. And I think it was Justice Brennan that sort of was the deciding factor. And he sort of said, yeah, it looks like there's some science, but we're not too sure about it. Why don't you guys just, like, take this back and try over? And I'm wondering if that decision is going to inform the way that you guys try to come up with a sort of a redistricting such that it doesn't just sort of go all the way up to the courts and then kind of get thrown back out again.
Ross, thanks for that question. Dr. Ford, some of the cases, including Gill versus Whitford, when dealing with Wisconsin's gerrymandering.
Yeah, so thanks for your comment and your question. So, you know, it's definitely something that we're considering. You know, that U.S. Supreme Court case, we actually had Ruth Greenwood on, who was a part of that case as well, to be one of our experts providing testimony. And essentially, you know, the case was remanded back to the district courts, and that they thought that, you know, it would be a better issue for the state level courts to rule in. And so it's definitely something that we'll be considering, and it's definitely something that we are keeping in the back of our minds as we are going through this process, as well as the other testimony from our other experts as well.
Yeah. And Dr. Phillips, one of the things that people have talked about recently is prison gerrymandering. It's a practice where people in prisons are counted as residents of the place where they're incarcerated rather than where they live. How will that issue play into the conversation when you're drawing these maps? Do you know?
I know that I have read about it. I know that it's out there. I know that as a commission, ma'am, we have not discussed that specifically, but we will, and so we'll have a better answer for you in the near future.
Yeah, there's a lot ahead. And Dr. Phillips, what comes next for you then?
Well, most specifically, on Thursday, October 29th, we'll have our virtual hearing in Congressional District 5, and then about every 3 weeks thereafter, we will hold another hearing in another congressional district. So we have a hearing in each of the 8 congressional districts, the last one being in April, at which point the task, again, is to prepare the election district map to present to the legislature, along with a process that perhaps can be used in future districting times. So that's the most immediate plans.
All right. That sounds great. Well, I mean, it's a long process, a thoughtful process, so we'll certainly be checking in again. Dr. Phillips, we appreciate you joining us.
Well, I appreciate it, ma'am. Thank
and
you.
Yes, and Dr. Ford, thank you for your time, too.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Christopher Ford is an emergency medical physician in Milwaukee. He chairs the People's Maps Commission. And Dr. Anthony Phillips is a member of the People's Maps Commission. He's an Appleton resident and a recently retired physician with Theta Care Hematology and Oncology. We were talking about the work of drawing legislative districts to recommend to state lawmakers here who are in charge of redistricting.